Rilascia per inviare.
Ok.
Voce audio modulativo.
Let's see if we can
WhatsApp,
do that.
Indietro, tenda schermo attiva. Risposta al tasto
messaggio. I'm recording.
09.
Yes.
Tasto messaggio
vocale. I'm recording. Pulsante. So, now.
Tocca due volte tieni premuto per registrare. Rilascia per inviare.
This is VoiceOver, but I have here Reaper.
Laptop Reaper visualization of MFU laptop and save project Reaper V5.6031 register to the Ubuntu Apollo license.
So that's a song that I just put in there.
10.
Just to, you know, stretch something. Now, first thing I want to do is I'm going to use the project properties to show you how the algorithms work. So Alt Enter.
Enter project settings dialog. Project settings tab. The switch page is quit.
If I do a couple of shift tabs.
Keep that default pitch shift mode. Combo box. It was deep 3.2.3 pro 7 of 10.
So, first of all, we can notice that they update the library.
It was deep
3.2.3. To 3.2.3.
It was deep 3.2.3 pro 7.
So let's go to the Elastic Soloist.
It was deep 3.2.3 Soloist.
And if we tab, now we have
monophonic button to activate.
A monophonic button. Instead of a list view, we have a button. We press it with shift space.
Keep a context menu to navigate, press up or down.
We get a context menu with
monophonic mid slash side.
Monophonic mid side.
Speech S.
Speech.
Speech mid slash side.
And speech mid side. So let's try speech mid-side on a song just to break it.
Enter, menus, speech, mid, slash,
so we hit enter here, but that's not finished yet. We tab over and we hit enter again.
Enter, track, view.
And now we're back out of the project settings. Now if we stretch this to, okay, let's see. Okay, this is the very speed where the thing change everything, the pitch and the rate. So let's now put it back to only rate, no pitch, which shifts backspace and play. As you can see, that is a speech algorithm. Now, let's see what the new algorithm is about. I'm trying this with you guys. So,
enter project setting, keep on speech mid slash side button to activate, press the
phone. We have the speech mid side button.
3.2.3 soloist.
And here we get the algorithm. Now, if we go down from this list,
rubber band library.
We have rubber band library. And if we
default button to activate.
So we have default button. Again, shift space here.
Keep a context menu to navigate mid slash side.
Okay, here we have a mid side option.
Independent face. I.
Independent face. Of course, bunch of this stuff, you know, are related to the stereo, so you won't hear it because it's on the mic. But you kind of get the. I don't have a way to record over to the phone in stereo, so. But you know, to kind of get the idea of the options here, so you have like.
Time domain smoothing. T.
Time domain smoothing.
Transient submenu. T.
Transients.
Crisp check. C.
And this is the options in trans, so we have crisp.
Mixed. M.
Mixed.
Smooth. S.
Smooth.
Crisp check. C.
And crisp again.
Transient submenu. Detector submenu. D.
Then we have detector.
Compound check. C.
Compound.
Percussive. D.
Percussive.
Soft. S.
Soft.
Compound check. C.
And again compound. So we have different modes of detecting material, the input material that you're putting it in.
Detector submenu. Pitch mode submenu. D.
Pitch mode. We have
fast check. F.
Fast.
High Q. H.
Or high. Hey Q. So high quality.
Consistent. C.
And then consistent.
Fast check. Pitch window submenu. W.
Window.
Standard check.
S. Standard.
Short. S.
Short.
Long. L.
And long. So we understand from this menu here that is kind of a FFT window algorithm.
Preserve formants, D.
Now we have preserve formants.
Mid slash side, M.
And mid side again. So we're back to default. So I want to try mid side since it is a song. The advantage of this thing, the new thing here, that we can check more than one option. So if we hit enter.
Menus, mid-time project, enter track, you touch it late.
Now we have a mid side. Now if we do Alt Enter again,
mid slash side button to activate.
Shift space.
Mid slash side check. Independent phase. I.
Let's say I want mid side and.
Time domain smoothing. T. Transient submenu. T. Crisp check. C.
Transient.
Mid M. Smooth S.
Smooth.
Enter leaving menus. Mid slash side. Transient. Smooth button to activate.
You can see that now the button.
Mid slash side. Transient.
Became the two things that I've checked: mid side and smooth. If I click it again,
window submenu.
I can check
short,
and
S.
Put it
long,
long window, for example.
Enter,
so now the button became
mid-slash side, transient, smooth, window, long button to activate, press space.
Yeah, everything, okay, that I checked. So I hit OK now.
Project settings, enter, track, view, touch it, late.
And you can see the stretch is different.
Don't
Okay, now let's change it again.
Mid slash side, transient, smooth, G, I check up mid independent phase.
So let's
time domain smooth and T, transient submenu T, crisp C, mid M, smooth check S.
Okay, let's put
detector submenu P, compound check C, percussive P, soft S.
A soft in detector.
Side, transient,
and let's delete
mid independent phase.
The
time domain smooth. Mid slash transient,
transient.
Mixed,
let's put it in mix.
Menus, mid slash side, transient, mixed, detector, soft, window, long button,
so we space, changed
a bunch of
things. Things. And it sounds a bit worse, but still, this is just settings too. Okay, I just sped it up like a lot, but let's try to slow it down. Now let's make some other changes. Let's do independent phase. It would sound interesting. Now this one in stereo basically doesn't keep the phase relationship between left and right. So you hear this very different sounding audio basically. Because the phase is now independent, so it's processing each channel differently. Now, I want to check, I'm going to put back to normal, and I'm going to select the item, and do Shift F2, and I should have the same menu item on the item. Shift tabbing.
Take properties, normalize button. Take properties, invert phase. Check. Take properties, take tab fader, left, right, slash. Take properties, take volume fader, left, right. Take properties, preserve pitch when change. Take properties, playback rate. Edit. Take properties, pitch adjust semitones. Edit. Z. Take properties, start and source. Edit. Zero. Play all takes. Checkbox not checked. Take properties, preserve pitch when change. Take properties, take volume fader. Take properties, take pan. Take properties, normal button. Take properties, normalize button. Take pitch shift slash time stretch mode. Take pitch shift slash time stretch mode combo box. Project default.
There you go.
Sound touch. Direct look simple. It was deep 3.2 rubber band library. Tap media item properties. 02 champagne.mp3 star dialog. Take pitch shift slash time stretch mode default button to activate press space bar.
Okay, I see the same button here.
Context, mid slash side.
Now I want to see something with the pitch.
Independent phase.
So I'm going to go
time, transient detector pitch mode sub.
Pitch mode.
Fast, high Q.
High Q.
And leave in menus. Take pitch shift slash time stretch mode pitch mode. High Q button. Context, mid slash side.
And I want to go mid side.
And leave in menus, take pitch shift slash time.
And hit enter twice. There you go. Now I'm gonna increase the pitch of this item and see what it does. Now I'm gonna try the preserve performance that will break it. Probably. Okay, there it is. So now the button now became
preserve performance, mid slash side, pitch mode, high Q button.
There you go, enter again. Let's undo that.
Undo changed item properties.
Not much of a difference. Maybe a tiny bit. Let's try to pitch him up a bit more. Ooh. It's trying hard. So, my consideration are that it's not better than Elastic, but it's different. So for sound designer, is certainly another tool to play with. I hope this demo like that, and you enjoyed it.